Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mo's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice. I'm ready to talk sports with you on this cold, I mean cold, Monday night in Oklahoma. It's about, 15, 16 degrees outside. We have about 3 or 4 inches of snow, and I'm happy that it snowed, that we had some measurable snow. I definitely wanted one big snow, and we got it. So I'm happy about that, but I'm definitely not happy about the cold temperatures. Way too cold for me, but I am ready to talk sports with you. As always, we have a big show planned for you today, and as always, there's 3 ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, mauricetrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice at hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at DukeBoy100. That's at DukeBoy100. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Mo Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. Also, I believe the show is also available on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. You can listen to the show there. And also, I believe the show is available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. Like I said earlier, we're going to talk some college football. We'll talk NFL. We'll talk NBA and college basketball as well. Also, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg, coming up in about 14 or 15 minutes. It'll be good to finally hear from Greg. But we're going to talk about the NFL playoffs. We're going to talk about the national championship game a little bit. We'll get more into that on Monday before the game. I'll give you my predictions and a breakdown more on Monday, but we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll also talk about the week that was in college basketball in the NBA. But before we do that, before we talk basketball and NFL playoffs, we can talk some college football. We have some really good bowl games that took place on Monday. The Rose Bowl was a classic. USC, they won a classic, beating Penn State 52-49. USC came back from 14 down with 8 minutes to go, and they win the game. Sam Darnold threw for 453 yards, 5 touchdowns, did have interception that was returned for a touchdown. Deontay Burnett had 164 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns. Juju Schuster had 133 yards receiving and a touchdown. They dominated time of possession, did USC, and that was the key in them getting the victory. Chase McSorley, the quarterback for Penn State, he threw for 254 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also rushed for another score, but 3 interceptions. The last one was just a bad decision. You could have went to overtime. Instead, you throw a bad pass that led to USC game-winning field goal. Saquon Barkley, he had 194 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns. They rushed for over 200 yards at Penn State. If you had told me they would rush for over 200 yards against USC, I would have said Penn State wins. And I have to say, I definitely did not think Penn State was as good as they are. They played really well. They had every opportunity to win. If it wasn't for those turnovers, they would have got the job done. But USC, man, they have a dynamic offense, and they win 52-49. Also on Monday night, we had the Sugar Bowl between OU and Auburn. I told you, if you listen to most sports talk, you'll learn. I told you OU would win this game. I predicted the score of 34-20. I was really close. OU dominated Auburn, winning 35-19. By the way, I went 5-1 in my New Year's Eve 6 bowl picks. Listen to most sports talk, you're going to learn something. Baker Mayfield for OU threw for 269 yards and 2 touchdowns. He did a great job of making plays out of the pocket. Improvisation. He did a great job of improvising, making plays when there didn't seem to be a play to be made. He made the plays. Joe Mixon was really big time for OU. He had 180 total yards of offense and 2 touchdowns. Samaje Perine had 86 yards on the ground and a touchdown to become OU's all-time rush leader. So that was really impressive. They rushed for over 200 yards at OU. Great play calling. You have to give it up to both the offensive coordinator and also the defensive coordinator. You have to give it up to the players. They made plays, but it was a great called game by OU. And the defense by OU struggled in the first quarter, but then after that, it was complete domination. Sean White, the quarterback for Auburn, he was injured. Kareem Pattway, he played really well. He had 101 yards on the ground, but Auburn was just one-dimensional. That's why I knew OU would get the victory. OU's weakness is their secondary. Auburn could not take advantage of OU's weakness. They were just one-dimensional. They just wanted to run the football. You're not going to beat OU just running the football. That's not going to work all four quarters. And OU did it, defense did a great job of tackling. That was a key as well. So a nice win for OU as they win the Sugar Bowl. To me, looking ahead to next year, I believe OU and OSU are both going to be top 10 teams. I know OU, they took a hit. Obviously, Samaje Perine and Joe Mixon are going to the NFL draft. I was really a little surprised that Joe Mixon decided to go. Even though that video hadn't came out, he would have been he's a first-round talent. There's no doubt about that. It'll be interesting to see where he's drafted. But someone else is going to have to step up for OU. They have a top 10 recruiting class coming in, so I think they'll be okay with Baker Mayfield, just as long as he can stay healthy. They have a good offensive line. OSU is definitely loaded, so I still believe both state schools here in the state of Oklahoma will be top 10 teams. I probably will not be on air come next football season. We'll see, but it's going to be definitely interesting to follow. We can also talk about the national championship game that's going to take place on Monday night. Give you a breakdown and a prediction. We'll give you a preview, I should say, and a prediction on that game on Monday. But when we look at Alabama and Clemson, it's going to be a great rematch. It's going to be interesting to see if Clemson can protect Deshaun Watson from that Alabama front seven. That's going to be a big key. And I think in this game, Jalen Hurts is going to have to play really well. I think he's going to have to make some plays down the field. They have the weapons to make the plays down the field with Calvin Ridley, Adarius Stewart, O.J. Howard. Also, they have to run the ball fast. They have to be balanced with Bo Scarborough. It's going to be interesting to see, too, that Lane Kiffin, he's out. He's not going to be the offensive coordinator for this game. It's going to be interesting to see what Steve Sarkisian, I should say, will bring to the table. It's going to be very interesting to see what play calls he makes for Alabama. It'll be very, very interesting. He's been the offensive analyst. It's really odd that Lane Kiffin will be fired right before the national title game. So we'll definitely talk about that on Monday. But if you want to give me your prediction on the national championship game, you can. You want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to some music from the Fast and Furious 6 soundtrack. And when we come back, we'll talk NFL playoffs. We'll do all that next on Sports Talk.
Sean Khalid from Man.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can catch me kissing my girl with both eyes closed. Perfecting my passion, thanks for asking. Couldn't slow down, so we had to crash it. You use plastic, we bout cash. I see some people ahead that we gon' pass, yeah.
Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. In about 7 or 8 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. But let's turn our attention to the NFL playoffs, which starts this weekend, the wild card weekend. Let's look at the first game. The fifth seed, Oakland, taking on the fourth seed, Houston, in Houston, 3:35. Central kickoff on ABC and ESPN. When we look at Houston, quarterback Brock Osweiler, he's going to get the start. He's thrown more interceptions than touchdowns this season. That's an issue. He's going to have to play mistake-free football on this one. Also, the Houston defense has been impressive. They're only giving up 20 points per game, so they've been playing some really good defense for Houston. For Oakland, quarterback Connor Cook, their third-string quarterback, is going to get the start. This is a tough situation to get your first start in a playoff game away from home. Very, very tough situation to be put in. It's going to be interesting to see how he handles that. Also, the Oakland offensive line, they've been great. They need to dominate in the run game. If Oakland is going to pull off the upset, they have to run the ball effectively behind that really good offensive line. Latavius Murray is going to have a big game. The keys to the game for Oakland, they have to dominate on both lines of scrimmage. The defensive line has to get pressure on Osweiler, and the offensive line, they have to run the ball effectively. And the Raiders defense, again, they have to get pressure on Osweiler, have to make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket. And for Houston, quarterback Brock Osweiler has to make good decisions with the football. He cannot turn the ball over in this football game. Has to avoid turnovers. On defense, they have to take away Latavius Murray in the run game of the Raiders, and they have to force Connor Cook to beat them through the air. I think that's going to be an utmost key for the Houston defense. My final prediction on this one, Connor Cook's first pro start. This is a real tough situation for him, like I said earlier. Houston's defense is going to be a little too much. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I like Houston to win 14-10. So I think this game is going to be a really offensive struggle for both teams, but I think Houston's defense will be the difference. I like Houston to win by four. Let's look at the next matchup in the NFL playoffs between Seattle and Detroit. The 3-seed Seattle hosting Detroit, 7:15 Central Time on NBC. That'll be 8:15 for you guys who are listening on the East Coast. We look at Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson. You have to talk about quarterback Russell Wilson, his ability to make plays outside of the pocket. He does a great job of making plays, those plays when it seems like there's no play to be made. He does a great job outside the pocket of creating and making a play. In Seattle, their offensive line has been inconsistent, to say the least. That's probably being kind. At times, they've been just downright bad. It'll be interesting to see how they do against a pretty good defensive line for Detroit. And look at Detroit quarterback Matthew Stafford. He's having a nice season. He has a strong arm. And also, when you look at Detroit, Golden Tate, he's a very elusive playmaker for that Detroit Lions offense. The keys to the game for Detroit on offense, they must establish a run game early and often. And on defense, they have to get pressure and contain Russell Wilson. That's easier said than done, but they're going to have to get that done. And for Seattle, on offense, they must protect their quarterback. The offensive line is going to have to come to play on Saturday night, and they have to take advantage of the Lions' secondary, which is really shaky. And on defense, they have to make the Lions one-dimensional. I think that's going to be a big key for the Seattle defense, which is having its own issues, especially without the services of Earl Thomas. My final prediction on this game is Seattle, they have some big issues on both sides of the football, but they have enough to beat Detroit at home. They win 28-17, so I like Seattle by 11. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in world sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. In about 5 or 6 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Gray. But let's look at another playoff matchup between Miami taking on Pittsburgh, 12:05 kickoff time on CBS, 12:05 Central Time. We'll look at Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. He has a strong arm. He's accurate. He has to avoid interceptions. At times, he just throws too many interceptions. He has to avoid that against Miami. And also, when we look at Pittsburgh, you have to talk about the other killer bees, Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown. They're both playmakers. They really make that Pittsburgh offense go. And we look at Miami. Quarterback Matt Moore is going to get the start. He's been solid, but he's going to have to make some more plays down the field. And also, at that running back position, Jay Ajayi, he has been a big difference maker for Miami. He's going to have a big game like he did the first time these teams played when Miami dominated Pittsburgh. He's going to have a monster game, and Miami is going to beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. The keys to the game for Miami on offense, they have to have long, sustained drives. They have to keep Pittsburgh's offense on the sideline. I think that's going to be a big key. They have to get in those third and short situations. On defense, the defensive line has to hit Ben Roethlisberger early and often. And for Pittsburgh, on offense, they have to be balanced. They have to get Le'Veon Bell going. They have to do some big plays in the pass game that'll help set up their play-action pass. So on defense, they have to stop the run. That's going to be priority number one for the Pittsburgh defense. My final prediction on this game is Miami, they've had a great season. Just getting the playoffs has been a successful season for Miami, but their season comes to went in on Sunday. Pittsburgh wins 34-20. So I think it'll be a little high scoring. I like Pittsburgh by 14. And let's talk about the final matchup on wild card weekend in the NFL on Sunday between the Giants visiting Green Bay, 3:40 Central kickoff time on Fox. We'll look at the Packers. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers, he's healthy. He's putting up some big numbers for the Packers. They're just hot right now. And also, when we look at the Packers, Jordy Nelson, Aaron Rodgers' favorite weapon, he has 12 touchdown catches this season. We look at the Giants, quarterback Eli Manning, he's a proven winner, but he has to avoid those interceptions. I think that's going to be a big key for the Giants' offense. And the Giants' defense has been dominant the last few weeks. They do a great job of getting pressure on the quarterback, Olivia Vernon. And those guys up front do a great job getting pressure on the opposing team's quarterback. And the secondary, led by Landon Collins, has been really good for the Giants. The keys to the game for the Giants on offense, they have to hit some big plays in the pass game. The Packers' secondary, they have some issues in the secondary. Giants have to take advantage of that fact. On defense, they have to pressure and keep Rodgers in the pocket. And for the Packers on offense, they have to find a threat of a run game. That'll help set up their play-action pass. They have to find at least a threat of a run game. It doesn't have to be great, but they have to have a threat of a run game. On defense, they have to force turnovers. They have issues in that secondary. They have to get pressure on Eli Manning, force him into some mistakes. My final prediction on this one, it's going to be a shootout, I think, in Lambeau Field, but I'm going to take the hotter team. I'm going to take the Packers. They win 31-24. So I'm going with all the home teams on the wild card weekend. Before we have our favorite segment, we chatted with Gray before we play his theme music. We can talk some NBA. We can talk about what's been taking place so far this week in the NBA. Oklahoma City gets a really they lose to Charlotte. A tough loss for Oklahoma City, losing to Charlotte 123-112. Nicholas Batum on Wednesday night had 28 points. Kemba Walker had 20 points and 9 assists. They had 14 offensive rebounds. And also key for Charlotte in that victory was their ability to get to the free throw line. They were 40-49 from the free throw line. Oklahoma City did not. I think the Oklahoma City had like 23 or 25 attempts from the free throw line. So that was a big key in that one. So we can talk about that. Golden State, they had a nice win over Portland at home, winning 125-117. Steph Curry scored 35. Kevin Durant, he scored 30. And also had 31 assists. I mean, they're doing a great job with their ball movement, like we've talked about on the show. So we can talk about that. We can also talk college basketball as well. We can talk about Villanova losing to Butler 66-58 on Wednesday night. Keith and Savage, he scored 13 points. Great defense by Butler down the stretch. They held Villanova to 37% shooting. Jason Hart really struggled. He only scored 13 points on 3 of 11 shooting. Also, we can talk about the Duke Blue Devils. They destroyed Georgia Tech on Wednesday night, winning 110-57. 7 Duke players were in double figures. Grayson Allen was back. He had 15 points and 7 assists, and I know a lot of people don't like the fact that he was only suspended one game. I thought it would be 3, but I think a lot of that had to do with Coach K. He's out now. He had back surgery today. Prayerfully, that went well, but he's going to be out for a month, so I don't think he wanted to leave it up to Jeff Capel. I don't think he wanted that over Jeff Capel's head when to bring Grayson Allen back. So the one game suspension, it is what it is. Hopefully Grayson Allen has learned from that. He was also stripped from he was the captain now. He's no longer the captain for the Duke Blue Devils, but I really liked how Duke played. So I was really impressed with that, what happened on the court. So hopefully Grayson Allen has learned his lesson and he doesn't do any more tripping stuff. And then, it's going to be interesting to see if Baylor and Kansas, if they both win, the Big 12 is going to have the top two teams in the nation in the next week's poll. Baylor beats Oklahoma State, and I believe Kansas is playing TCU. So if both teams win, they'll be 1-2 in the next polls. That is very, very impressive. If you had told me Baylor would be the number one team in the country, I would have said you're crazy. But I'm going to give you an FYI. I think Baylor loses on Tuesday night at West Virginia. So there you go on that. But right now we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to Greg's theme music. When we come back, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. We'll do all that next on Moe's Sports Talk. Welcome back to Moe's Sports Talk. Don't forget, during our favorite segment, we chatted with Greg. You can still call us up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Coach Mack Brown was on my last show on Monday talking trash about OU. He thought Auburn was going to beat OU. That did not happen. He did send me a message to give to Greg, a little text message here. What does this say here? He said, OU got lucky. Now, without Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine, Texas will rule the Big 12. Okay, Coach. Well, let's get Greg on the line right now, man. Hey, how are you doing, man?
Yeah, well, I can't say nothing much with Mac Brown his rhetoric.
Mm-hmm, yeah, he's throwing out Yarbrough. I'm sorry, OU's still the favorite to win the Big 12. Well, you can make an argument for OSU next year, but we shall wait and see.
But first,
Gray, before we get into some sports, how are you doing and how have you been?
Oh, man, doing pretty well, man. This cold weather and this snow is something else.
Yeah, it is.
Going to where you're going, that was the good thing about it. I mean, just being careful. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. Yeah. Got to be careful out there. I know a lot of people are dealing with all this snow. So, yeah, that's true.
I got to give me Rush Rick. At first they thought, well, it's going to be a dust. Then it's going to be about an inch or so. Well, start of no accumulation. Then it's going to be an inch. And then I think at the last thing you might have told me is, it was going to be 2 inches and then maybe 2.5.
I think it got to three in the city metro area.
It's not, let's put it this way, it's not, I've seen worse.
That's true. Yeah, but we had our one big snow, so I'm happy. No more snow now. We had our one big snow. So yeah, I'm good on that. But Gray, let's turn our attention to some college football. Let's first get your thoughts on the Sugar Bowl. Let's get your thoughts on OU Auburn. I predicted a score before the game started of OU 34, Auburn 20. I was just about on the money. I thought Auburn was one-dimensional. And you know, a lot of people at my job that were going in were telling me, Auburn's definitely going to win. OU has no chance against Auburn. They're ranked number 14 for a reason. I said, listen to Mo's sports talk. Auburn is one-dimensional. You're not going to beat OU by just running the football. What are your thoughts? What were your thoughts on the game?
Well, I mean, you can beat you multiple ways. They throw the ball. They can run the ball. I mean, if you're getting in the defense, even though they're shaky as they are, I mean, they can stop you. I mean, as simple as that. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Right.
And I tell you what, Lincoln Riley, he's a huge gift for OU. There's no doubt about that.
Right. That's definitely true. And also, I thought it was a well-called game. The play calls were great, the trick plays. And also talk about Baker Mayfield and Joe Mixon. I thought they had left their imprint on the game. Baker Mayfield's ability to make plays out of the pocket when there didn't seem to be a play to be made, to keep plays alive. And Joe Mixon, I thought he was really good as well. Talk about their performances.
Yeah, well, yeah, Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine, they're both those two are really going to be missed. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I definitely agree with that.
They're going to be missed because
looking at it next season.
Now your running backs are going to be a question mark. I'm sure the other ones are pretty good, but you never know. They may be playing like Yardbirds out there, and Baker Mayfield don't need that.
Yeah, they're going to step up. You know, Rodney Anderson, Abdul Adams. I think they have a junior college kid coming in that's highly rated at running back and also at that receiver position because you're going to be without Westbrook as well because he graduated.
Right.
So, it'll be interesting to see looking ahead to next year. But, nice win for OU, nice win to end their season. Well, got to get your thoughts on the national championship game, Greg, on Monday night. Alabama, they defeated Washington. It was ugly offensively, but really good defensively, and Clemson was just impressive. I picked Clemson to beat Ohio State. Ohio State was favored. Clemson's defensive line was big time. Talk about the national semifinal games and let people know what you think about the national title game, who you think is going to come out on top in the national championship game.
A lot of people are going to go with Clemson, and I was going to go that route, but when I listened to some people I know that picked on Clemson, I said, you know what? Yeah, I know they are. I'm going to Alabama. Not going to be tough. I know it'll be a challenge, but Alabama, that's going to be something. Nick Saban going 5 out of 8 years of winning the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, going for his 6th overall, right? Because he won one at LSU.
Yeah.
That's true. And Alabama's defense, I think they'll be the difference. I think overall, Clemson might have the better team. Talk about offense, defense, and special teams, but man, I just cannot pick against Alabama. I'll make my official mm-hmm. prediction on Monday, but it's hard to predict against Alabama, so I'm leaning towards your route mm-hmm. and going to Alabama. I just Clemson, mm-hmm. Like I said, they can put up points, and their defensive line is mm-hmm. very disruptive. You saw that against Ohio mm-hmm. State, but I just think Alabama's going to be too much, and I think I'm leaning towards picking them to win the rematch, but we'll talk more about that on Monday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's turn our attention, Greg, to the NFL. Before we talk about the NFL playoff matchups that take place this weekend, I know you have some thoughts on Washington losing to the Giants. Washington, if they would have won that game, mm-hmm. they would have been in the playoff. Talk about Washington and that loss to the Giants.
Well, the one thing that didn't keep my mind, I think Sterling Shepard alluded to it earlier on his deal. Washington beat the Giants early in the season, so don't think that was in the back of their minds, and it certainly was. May not seem like it, but it certainly was. And then I think what really, really hurt the Redskins was, you know, the interception by Kirk Cousins. I mean, I get why he wanted to do it, but, man, he just that hurts, man. That interception that Kirk Cousins threw, I knew why he did it because I think if you went for the field goal, he might have gone for a tie. But I can understand why he go for the touchdown. But man, that was tough.
Mm-hmm,
but
yeah, that's true.
You know.
Yeah. And I was surprised the Giants played most of their starters. I did not expect that the Giants would play to win. I thought for sure they would rest their starters at least by the second half. They rested Odell mm-hmm. Beckham and Janoris Jenkins, but for the most part, they played all their starters. I was a little shocked by that.
Yeah, you gotta give Jay Gruden credit on one aspect. I mean, this time the Redskins. You haven't gone to the playoffs, but that's twice in a row the Redskins have a winning season, 2 years in a row.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Yeah.
So you know, you talk about you gotta fire Jay Gruden. No. Come on now. I will say this, and I will say this. Keep watch on your 49ers. They're interviewing that offensive coordinator, Sean McVay. So keep watch on that.
Okay, yeah, we'll do. Okay, then, yeah, that's okay. That's interesting. So, yeah, I'll definitely keep
And I've said it before as far as the defense coordinator is concerned. I ain't going to make no prediction on this, but I'll say this. Unless you find somebody better than Wade Phillips, okay. But just remember, Redskins thought Joe Barry was better. Do you pick Joe Barry over Wade Phillips? Okay, just something to think about that.
Right, that's a good point as well. Well, Gray, let's turn our attention to the wild card weekend quickly. Let's get your thoughts on some of these matchups. First, let's get your thoughts on the toughest one to predict. Houston taking on Oakland. Both teams are without their starting quarterback. Oakland's down to their third-string quarterback. What are your thoughts on that matchup?
Wow.
Well, Houston's with their – I think Houston would have rather played Tom Savage, but they're going to go back to Brock Osweiler, who's thrown more interceptions and touchdowns this year. So I want to add that, but go ahead.
And, you know, I think I got two homegirls that are fans of those teams there. So, you know, they may be listening. One's a Raider fan, and one is a Houston fan. Oh, boy, that's a tough one. I'd have to probably give just a lean to Houston.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. tough to predict, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Houston as well. But it should be a low-scoring affair. There's no doubt about that. And I've got to get your thoughts to me on the best matchup of Wild Card Weekend. To me, is the last game on Fox between the Giants and Packers. What are your thoughts on that matchup? The Giants, they've been playing some great defense. Obviously, they beat your Redskins. Kept them out of the playoffs. The Packers have been just hot. They're in Lambeau. What are your thoughts on that? What are some keys there for which every team you think is going to win?
Green Bay's on a roll. I'm going with Green Bay.
Right. I agree with that. Now, are you concerned? Now, the Packers, they're secondary. They got some secondary issues. Are you concerned about that? Odell Beckham and Sterling Shepard and Victor Cruz taking advantage of that secondary?
Yeah, it's possible. It's just tough going against that streak that Green Bay's on now. That's a team you definitely – got to watch out for. Although the Giants are the what seed are they?
The fifth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got to watch out for those road teams. So
yeah, that's true. That is true. Well, great. I forgot to tell the people. I'm going to give you a my prediction for the Super Bowl. Quickly, I'm going to go with Patriots taking on Dallas. That's going to be my official Super Bowl prediction. Something could change. You know, Tom Brady could get hurt, you know, whatever. But that's my prediction. Greg, do you agree with that, or who are you predicting to make it to the Super Bowl?
I haven't decided yet on the Super Bowl, but as of right now, as a Redskins fan, man, that dude, man, sure as heck don't want to be Dallas. That's for certain.
I understand that.
I'm sure a lot of Redskins fans agree with that. So,
as a 49er fan, I agree with you,
yeah,
but I got to pick who I think best. You're not going to get biased picks on most sports talk, folks. So,
And before I let you go, and we ain't going to state no obvious things here on most sports talk, too. Like, I'll tell you this one before I let you go. Is this for all you Arizona Wildcat fans? Just want to let you know, their record is I think their record is 14-2, and they play Colorado. I just want to let you all know, if Arizona wins and beats Colorado, they're 14-2 now. They'll be 15-2. So just want to let y'all know about that.
Wow! But thanks for that, Greg, and we'll talk to you next Friday. God will.
Yeah, we don't state the obvious on most sports talk.
That's right. Thank you for that, Greg.
I told that to a homegirl. We'll see if she responds back.
Okay.
She may go on a rant on that.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next Friday. All right, man. That was our favorite segment. We chatted with Greg. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk about the National Championship game. I'll give you my official prediction and score. Also, we'll talk NFL playoffs. We'll also look ahead at the divisional round. We'll talk NBA. We'll talk college basketball. We'll do all that on Monday. Have a blessed weekend. Stay safe and warm out there. God is good. Trust in Him. And we'll talk to you next time on Moves Sports Talk.